Lots of eyes are on the creation of a new entity in Honolulu, a new utility that the city says would deal with storm water runoff. The idea is that property owners will be charged a fee for runoff as the city looks to manage the water, as it often overwhelms our drainage systems. Today we highlight a project that is using high school and university students to study the impacts. Two private sector companies are teaming up on an innovative approach to help our public schools. We hear from Mark Osman of the company Data House and Belt Collins John Chung. We begin with Mark.
The stormwater utility is such a unique but growing problem for Hawaii. And so I feel like this year is going to actually be more of a challenge for the kids. We've also got more stakeholders. And so I'm predicting that this will be a much bigger impact than even the previous year.
So tell us about how you've enlisted the students, not just at the UH, but at Waipahu High.
The schools themselves have been obviously vital in terms of cherry picking some of the students who, one, have the time, but also have that motivation to kind of come in and make that impact to the community. And then, you know, the DOE is involved. We got Belt Collins, who John represents, who, I mean, we couldn't do it without him. We've got other stakeholders like True, which is a technology readiness user evaluation, which is a nonprofit, which is a mission to creating tech-enabled jobs here in Hawaii. And they're really accelerating the adoption of technology and innovation here. And we got HTDC, which is the Hawaii Technology Development Corp. And they are also here making a massive impact, where their mandate is to increase the tech workforce for entrepreneurs. They have a sandbox in Kaka'aka, which is a beautiful space. Like you said, we have the two education partners, University of Hawaii, the School of Engineering. We got Waipahu High School. We got the private companies, Data House, who I represent, Belt Collins again. So a lot of different components we have to consider.
And John, jump in here, because my understanding is that there was already kind of a relationship with that school.
Right. Well, let me back up with something to add to what Mark said. The CIMP started last year with just the computer engineering students. And during that time, I was actually at the Department of Education. We had worked with Data House on an initiative at the department. I've since left the department. And when we CIMP 2 came up about, Data House reached out to me and asked if there was a possibility that we could integrate some the civil engineering component, because that's the background that I have. And so the partnerships with the schools, the two colleges at the University of Hawaii, as well as Waipahu High School, was very organic. I brought in the civil engineering aspect, and we found the tie to technology that we needed, and so that incorporated the computer engineering students. What we were looking for was a sponsor or a government agency that we could consider the client, and that's where the idea of the stormwater utility fee came about, because that has an impact to all of the landowners, in particular the large landowners. And the DOE has a lot of property on the island that this will be a significant aspect of the program that they would have to deal with. And so another role that I have is I sit on the board of Academy of Engineering for Waipahu High School. And knowing what their students are capable of doing, we thought, well, hey, we need a site, a location for the college students to practice what they're trying to do with their design work. So we reached out to Principal Keith Hayashi at Waipahu High School and asked if he would be willing to support the effort, and which he was. And at the same time, he asked if there was an opportunity for his students to participate. And so from there, it just grew organically. We said, oh, that's a great idea. We were trying to find things that the students could do for the university students. I think it's been quite successful. We have all three groups of students talking to each other in their specific areas of study and finding ways to make connections to solve the bigger problem as a whole.
And Mark, do you want to talk about this bigger problem and explain specifically what we're looking at here with this storm drain utility and the fees that people are going to have to pay down the road?
Hawaii has and is going to have a huge need in the somewhat near future. We've had a massive decrease in rainfall over the last 30 years, so the groundwater levels have declined. We have population increase, which is predicted to be, I think, about 1.6 million just on this island in the next 10 years. So obviously, we're going to have more of a need for additional water supplies. The trade winds have declined by 28% since, I think, like 1973. And so we've had increased agriculture, increased development with concrete, et cetera, throughout the islands. And so that takes away some of the permeable surfaces that actually help kind of reboot our water supply. And so there is somewhat of a huge need coming on the horizon. And so that's something that that's why this is so important. Not just the other facts of where the runoff and the actual infrastructure for water drainage is starting to not be able to uphold some of the increase in demand. And so, which means a lot of the runoff ends up in our oceans where, you know, our natural resources get hit, and also what we enjoy and what our economic growth depends on. So with all those different needs put together, like, this is really a huge problem and a priority for our state. And so for us to kind of come in and start to tackle this, it feels good. It's, we know that we're going to make a huge impact.
John, talk about the practical aspects. What are the students going to be involved in doing?
Stormwater utility fee focuses on assessing a fee to landowners based upon the amount of runoff leaving their property. And the fee for an individual homeowner isn't all that exorbitant. It's a few dollars a month on that order. But what we looked at were large landowners like the Department of Education, where they have over 100 schools on the island. That starts to amount to quite a large bill, if you would say. The city has, they're instituting as part of the program credits where you can reduce your fee by reducing the amount of runoff from your property. So that's where the students come in. We're giving them the challenge to look at the property from a civil engineering perspective, to apply the skills that they learned in school to find a way to reduce the runoff from the property. And that's purely from a stormwater aspect. The Waipahu High School students come into play because they're the people that are most familiar with their campus. That's their backyard. And so they're providing insights as to what their campus is like, helping to provide data to the civil engineering students so that they can complete their design work, and they're working together in that way. The other side of the equation would be the technology team or the computer engineering student. They're trying to put together the application that computes the fee from the runoff using data from the civil engineering team. So at the end of the day, together, all these three groups, they work in their specific areas to help alleviate the stormwater runoff from the schools, but then also give the department or the large landowners a tool to figure out, okay, how much fee do I have to pay to help with their budgeting and forecasting, and then also if they can start to make better decisions. You know, do we really want to expand the parking lot? If we expand the parking lot at one school, maybe we should reduce some pavement in another school to help offset the increase in the cost and then offset the increase in the runoff. So I think it's a great program, not only from a technical standpoint, but also to help raise awareness with the students at all three programs.
So the solutions, are we talking about busting up concrete and maybe putting in grass pavers?
That's a possibility that falls within the realm of stormwater management. You replace impervious surfaces like pavement, parking lots, sidewalks, and whatnot with pervious surfaces. Like you mentioned, the grass cell pavers, or they could do rain gardens, or they could divert, you know, runoff from rooftops in the gutters rather than sending them down the driveway out into the streets. We could send them into a rain garden or some other facility to keep the water on the property.
What about the rainfall? I mean, do you have models set up after you get the measurements of how much rain has fallen and how much, you know, storm water runoff is generated?
That's a fairly typical engineering computation. So that's something that the civil engineering students learn in their coursework, and it's also something that the professionals, we apply every day in our standard workflow. So it's a practical application of what the students are learning. One of my goals out of this is to help raise awareness with the students in the programs, to push them outside of the classroom. Like, yes, the academics will give you the foundation, but once you get out into the real world, you need to start considering other aspects and start working with other disciplines and other professionals out there. So in what we've seen over the last few decades, and at least on the engineering community, is the application of technology and the use of it has increased exponentially. So we're at a point where engineering students that are able to utilize both civil engineering knowledge together with technology, they have a better advantage than ones that don't understand the technology piece, because a lot of it is merging to a point where it's seamless.
And I imagine, too, that it's an opportunity really to connect with some potential mentors.
What we've done with the civil engineering group is we've collaborated with their capstone project, which is the senior design class. So that's already an established program, which one of the aims is to get project experience to their students in that taking the course. we've added this additional wrinkle where we're adding external partners and then trying to get to, with the goal being a real-world solution that has practical application, that not just some paper exercise that sits in, you know, in a desk drawer at the end of the day. I think it's really exciting that if the students are able to pull this off, they actually have something that they can go and see in the real world and say, you know, I did this. This is what I contributed toward. So at the end of it, we're hoping to have an application, a computer application that integrates the design inputs from the civil engineering team and from the Waipapu High School students that the technology team puts together and gives the client, the large landowner, the DOE in this case, the ability to forecast what their liability is on the stormwater utility fee, but also take a look at how they can reduce that liability through engineering design of the stormwater mitigation measures from the high school and the civil engineering team.
Mark, do you want to talk about what happens after this?
I'm actually working as one of the mentors, so I've actually got a glimpse of some of the work that's actually happened to date. We've looked at other states that have actually put a similar program in place, like in Maryland, and the students, what they have actually come up with so far, to me, is hands down more innovative. In fact, I haven't seen anything as innovative in any of the states yet. You know, this mentor program has actually been proving really beneficial to the community for a lot of different reasons. When Data House first kind of went into it, it was really based on, you know, giving back to the community. You know, Data House has been around since 1975, so it's one of the long-term companies that really give back. And so what we've already seen from even last year's program is that these students come out with such knowledge and such experience that they essentially went right into another internship program, and a few of them actually got hired by Data House. And that's just for the first year. So I think this year is going to be even more impactful. As a mentor, you know, we really try to push these students to get into that kind of real world life, to kind of get them out of kind of the school mentality and really develop them as thought partners to get into, become like an autonomous learner. And from there, what we do is we really try to push certain elements that aren't as typical in the classroom, like flexible tasks, cooperative learning, and making them accountable for their decisions and having them explain exactly why they did something and really voice that. And as a group, come up with solutions to real problems. And that's something that is just unique, and they really get to excel because their way of thinking is different. You know, we really try to push a divergent, convergent thinking process by actually giving them a glimpse of our solution-based methodology, which allows them to really go in and understand the problem, spend more time understanding the impact of what it has to the people, of the problem effects. And so when the solution's actually created, it's not just a typical prototype, but it's one that will actually touch actual customers or individuals that the problem hit. John's going to probably be working more with the engineering students on the ground and in the Waipahu High School. They're able to kind of go around their own campus, et cetera. But for outsiders to come in, it's a little bit harder nowadays just because of COVID. That's something that we're working with.
You know, they're getting around those issues and finding creative ways to solve it. I think from what I understand, the Waipahu High School team are utilizing drones to capture data and then creating data sets that they can ship to the engineering students electronically. And like I said, they're acting as the eyes and boots on the ground for the civil engineering team. They do have that ability to partner with the high school students to accomplish whatever they need to accomplish together.
That was civil engineer Mark Osmond of Data House and Belt Collins John Chung talking about an innovation project tied to storm water runoff that Waipahu High and University of Hawaii students are currently working on. It's part of the Community Innovation Mentorship Program.